Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has criticised the Taoiseach Micheál Martin for saying Brussels should crack down on what he termed Hungary's abuse of vetoes at EU Council meetings. In a podcast with Shona Murray of Euronews last week, Mr. Martin said that the EU should pursue all instruments it has to stop an unreasonable exploitation, his words, of the veto mechanism, arguing that it could make the EU unworkable. The Hungarian Prime Minister has now, however, pleaded with Micheál Martin not to ruin the love story between the Irish and Hungarian patriots. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Shona Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews, and by Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher. You're both very welcome to the programme. Shona, I'll turn to you first of all. This was in a podcast with you. What exactly was said?
It's an interview that's actually going to be aired tomorrow on Euronews at 6:45 Irish time, but it was played out today as part of our podcast as well. Right. But anyway, he talked about the fact that my question initially was really about the rise of the far right across Europe and illiberal governments, and he pointed to concerns he had with Hungary, first of all in relation to LGBT rights, where we know that has been really decimated over the past few years, where Pride has been banned, and then also in relation to Europe as a whole, where Viktor Orban has held up progress on really key areas for Europe, in particular when it comes to enlargement for Ukraine, where it has consistently blocked this area, and also in the European Peace Facility, which is the mechanism by which member states give military aid to Ukraine and where Ireland gives non-lethal military aid. So Orban has essentially stopped enlargement and stopped Ukraine when Ireland and many other countries believe there should be progress here, particularly for the greater good of international peace and security.
And then there was a shot back across the bows.
That's right. Viktor Orban, he said there was a love affair to not end the love in with between Ireland and Hungary. But he also said he was surprised essentially at Micheál Martin's attack. But Micheál Martin used the word outrageous for what he had said was Viktor Orban's abuse of the veto, which is a consistent problem amongst EU member states for several decades now. Orban has tried to block Ukraine's candidacy for the European Union, only to be given 10 billion euro by the European Commission, and consistent concerns around corruption in Hungary as well, misuse of funds and so on. So I think in the context of illiberal states growing and the rise of the far right, that's what the Taoiseach was referring to.
Okay, and do other countries abuse, let's say, in Micheál Martin's words, the veto?
No. It's consistently Hungary. I mean, sometimes countries might block something to get their position point of view if there's a conflict of interest, but it's normally sorted out. The EU works not using the veto. The whole point of the EU is engagement and people agreeing at the table level. So there really is rarely the use of the veto. It's not something that's ever supposed to be used. Mm-hmm. And it's only in the national interest, very specific, narrow national interest, whereas Viktor Orban threatens it essentially every single European Council meeting. And also there's concerns when it comes to, let's say, the rollover of sanctions against Russia. He's constantly, there's always a concern whether he's going to block this at council level. And it arises all the time to the point where the EU becomes unworkable.
Okay, and really briefly, are there many instruments the EU can use to punish?
It's the Article 7 process, which has actually not been successful because each member state has to vote for that and not all countries are willing to vote against Orban.
Well, there you go. I'll let you go. Shona Murray, thank you very much indeed. I'm joined by Billy Kelleher of Fianna Fáil MEP. How fruitful will this be to criticise openly, publicly, another leader of the European Union?
Well, I mean, Viktor Orban has been a truculent member of the council for a long period of time now. I mean, he's engaging in, you know, activities that just aren't acceptable in terms of the rule of law, the freedom of press, the freedom of the judiciary, LGBTQI rights, right across the entirety. And then, of course, on top of that, with regard to sanctions on Russia, he effectively uses that as a bargaining chip consistently. And that's completely unacceptable in the context of the spirit of what the veto is about and how sparingly. It should be used as opposed to every council meeting, Viktor Orban announcing that he will, you know, use the veto on a sanction for Russia unless he gets something else. And that simply can't continue.
How, I mean, there's no doubt that what the way you've laid it out, how unacceptable it is in European Union terms. But how wise politically is it for the Taoiseach to criticise an attack on a solo run, so to speak? Should this not be done through Brussels, the European Commission, the Parliament even?
Well, look, I mean, he's not the first person to criticise Viktor Orban in terms of his stance on many issues. But, I mean, it was very clear and concise, and I welcome the fact, because Viktor Orban has to be called out. He can't have a situation where he holds the entire European Union to ransom. He threatens and intimidates them on a very important issue with regard to sanctions on Russia. And if he doesn't get his way, you know, in terms of extracting more money from Brussels, you know, that's the type of activity he's engaged in all the time. And I think that Micheál Martin was right to call it out.
I wonder why. Though, because we all look at our own interests, and instead of doing this on a supranational method through Brussels, through the institutions of the European Union, he went on a solo run. Now, when we're looking to look after our own interests in this trade war with the US, for example, and we're pleading with Brussels not to put counter tariffs, not to put pharma or agri goods or drinks, for example, on that counter tariff list, I mean, hey presto, Hungary might pipe up and say, forget them.
Well, look, I mean, all governments look after their own interests of their citizens and their own country. That is a fact. But equally, on top of that, there's also a spirit of compromise in terms of going into the council, negotiating a position and finding a compromise. It's Viktor Orban who's on the solo run the whole time, because he's consistently threatening to use the veto when it comes to sanctions on Russia. You know, and he uses that as the bargaining chip, as leverage to extract money from the European Union. Bearing in mind, the European Union has withheld funds from Russia. From Ukraine from Hungary for a period of time over its inability to, you know, bring forward rule of law measures in terms of free movement or freedom of media, judiciary. So, I mean, we have to call him out. And I think that Micheál Martin is right. And bear in mind, you know, Viktor Orban has very few allies in that council, you know, one or two more with Fico in Slovakia, one or two more. But overall, the way he's conducting himself leaves a lot to be desired, and it's right to call him out, because what he's doing is simply undermining the concept of the solidarity among European countries.
Shona mentioned Article 7, I think, there. You mentioned withholding funds. Is that how you punish, then, a leader in a country like Viktor Orban and Hungary? Or are there other instruments that Micheál Martin had in mind?
Well, look, I mean, every avenue should be explored. And of course, that brings forward a bigger question around the whole issue of unanimity in terms of decision making, or whether or not you go to qualified majority, which would mean that you'd actually take away that leverage that Viktor Orban has over the European Union in terms of decision making. But that's a bigger debate for another day. But certainly every avenue should be looked at in terms of enhanced cooperation. But specifically on you know, sanctions, it requires unanimity. It's a foreign affairs matter, and that's where it lies at the moment.
Yeah, so you can't punish, is that it? If it requires unanimity, you can't really punish.
Well, it's very difficult, but I mean, he's been punished previously in the context of breaches of rule of law, for example, fraud and corruption as well are other areas of concern that the European Commission has with Viktor Orban. So they've been withholding funds from him. But what he does then is he uses the issue of sanctions on Russia as leverage to try and get additional funds from Brussels on other matters. And that simply is not what the veto was. The veto was used very sparingly for many, many years. Only a number of countries have used it. In the last 15 years, I think it's been used about 8 or 9 times. So, but the idea that every council meeting there's a threat from Viktor Orban simply is not good enough, and it undermines our decision-making capacity, particularly in an issue that's as important and as grave as Ukraine and its survival.
He said he's shocked that a patriot, an Irish patriot like Micheál Martin, is siding with the Empire.
Well, nationalism or patriotism, the last refuge of the scoundrel. And I think in this case, you know, I mean, they've established a grouping here in the European Union called the Patriots and with the Sovereigntists. They're very extreme in terms of their nationalism. Their outlook in life is very right-wing. It's very aggressive by nature. I can assure you our nationalism and our patriotism is a lot more inclusive than Viktor Orban's.
The words you're using, right-wing, aggressive, I think you mentioned fraud earlier on and corruption. He says, please don't ruin the love story between Irish and Hungarian patriots. What did you make of that?
Well, Well, we're not trying to, undermine the connections between Hungarian people and Irish people and Hungary's position in the European Union. But what we can't have is Fidesz as a political party led by Viktor Orban, which is effectively holding the European Union to ransom on a continual basis because it is in breach of fundamental rights, the judiciary, the media, and human rights as well.
You can't divorce the people from the party because there was an election in Hungary not so long ago and he won.
But the rules are very clear. I mean, there is a capacity for the European Union through the Commission to withhold funds that otherwise would be going to the country in the event of they being in breach of very fundamental principles. That is the only leverage we have over Viktor Orban at the moment. It is being used. It is being used sparingly as well, by the way. I mean, this is not that the Commission is very aggressive towards Orban, but he's been at this for a long, long time. There's no questions around the issue of allocation of funds and European money to family members and others involved in the leadership of Fidesz.
Is it a failing of the European Union that you can't expel a member state?
Well, I mean, you could withdraw their voting rights, but I mean, that would be a very extreme step. I mean, we had the same concerns for a period of time with Poland when PiS were in government. But, there was an election and the Polish people changed. And we don't want to be punishing Hungary any more than we have to. And you would be hopeful that in the event of there being an election, that very quickly the Hungarian people could speak and they could reject Fidesz and Viktor Orban and bring forward a more pro-European country. But not just pro-European, but in the context of human rights and basic fundamental civil liberties. These are fundamental principles on which the European Union is founded, and we can't have people playing footloose and fancy free with those principles.
Okay, Billy Callagher, Fianna Fáil MEP, thank you very much.